This is MemberCare Media, a media ministry of TWR. Up next, a conversation we believe will be helpful to you. This is a copyright production of MemberCare Media and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.
Again, I'm back with part three of a four-part series on secondary stress, which I have somewhat cynically described as all the pain and none of the experience, at least none of the direct experience. I first started out in program one in talking about some definitions of secondary stress and vicarious trauma, which actually I'm leaning heavily on a book called The Guidebook on Vicarious Trauma, which is put out by the Canadian government. You can find it online. The second program, I talked about the symptoms, and it was pretty heavy-duty stuff. There was a lot of stuff that different cognitive and behavioral and interpersonal and professional, and I made a pretty dismal case, but I said there was hope, and today I'm going to start hacking away at the hope or building up the hope, I guess, to be more positive. There's a number of things that you can do about secondary stress, and I want to talk about self-care today particularly. In the book, on around page 28, there's a number of self-care checklists that you can look at. And it's going to sound like a broken record because I always talk about these kinds of things. Well, I guess I must be on track because these things are important. Physical self-care. Let's start with physical self-care. Eat regularly. Huh. 3 meals a day. Well, you know what? I'm not going to say 3 meals a day. I'm going to say whatever meals are appropriate. Some of you may have special dietary or health issues that requires you to eat more than 3 times a day. Well, okay, fine. You just go ahead and do that. But eat healthily in whatever you eat. Exercise. Oh, boy. That's a new one. Ha. Huh. It is not a new one. I talk about that all the time. Get regular medical care. Not only for issues, but for prevention. Get medical care when needed. Take time off when sick. Take time to get enough sleep. Take vacations. Those are some good ones to write down and start on. Psychological self-care. Make time for self-reflection. Ask yourself how you're doing and how you're feeling about how you're doing. Journal if that's useful. Seek consultants' help. Maybe not therapy all the time, but certainly mentoring and use of other people around you. Practice receiving from others. Sometimes caregivers, we get to the point that we don't like to receive care. It's embarrassing. It points out weaknesses in us, maybe. Practice receiving it from others. Be curious. Do new things. Do stimulating things. Some of the research on dementia says keep trying new things really helps a lot. With avoiding that. So this can have more help in our lives than simply addressing secondary stress. Emotional self-care. Stay connected with others. Take the time to enjoy people's company. Praise yourself. Allow yourself to cry. Play with kids. That is incredible. Sometimes we get so focused on one group that we don't spend enough time with other groups. And kids is a wonderful release for those of us that work mostly with adults. Spiritual care. Make time for reflection again. Spend time in looking at the basic themes that revolve around your spiritual life. I'm not going to tell you exactly how to do this because I think a lot of different people are living in different spiritual arenas. But connect, pray, sing, worship. All of those things are extremely important. Those of us that come from a particular branch of faith have many resources available to us in our Holy Scriptures. Become very familiar with passages of your Scripture that give you insight into particular conditions. Every one of the symptoms that I talked about is addressed in our Scriptures. Don't be a stranger to that. Workplace or professional self-care. Take a break every day. Hopefully that's around lunch, and take a break when you need it too. Take the time to chat with coworkers. Obviously not to the point that your supervisor feels you're wasting time, but it's important to have other than strictly business relationships with coworkers. Make quiet time to keep complete tasks if you can. Set limits with those that you minister to or you work with. Have a peer support group. And develop a non-trauma arena of professional interest. Those of us that frequently get involved in first responding sometimes have our hobbies that are related to first responding activities. I don't think that's good. I think we need something completely separate to give us that kind of release. And then finally, balance. Boy, have I talked about balance a lot. Strive for balance within your work life and work day. But also strive for balance outside of it, too. If all you're doing is just vegging to recover, something tells me that your work life may be too stressful and you need to address that. It's very important to veg and to chill out, but you also need to have appropriate and stimulating relationships around you. That can be in your spiritual arena, in your worship group, that can be in your family times, and that can be in social times with your family. One of the greatest things that I did when my kids were growing up was to be active in their lives as a release from mine. And so I had a number of very important jobs that I did. I was assistant coach on my son's baseball Little League team. That was actually quite stressful on the one hand because the main coach was a pediatric anesthesiologist, and sometimes he might get called on duty. He was on call. So I always was in fear when he was on call that I'd end up having to be the coach. Well, I quickly learned that I could be a better coach if I had coaches come alongside me. So I always had a cadre of assistant coaches. Another one of the jobs I did that was very relaxing was to be a member of the pit crew in the parents' booster club of the marching band that my daughter was in. Those of us that don't have much contact with North America don't know what a marching band is, but it is a group of students that march and play at the same time during halftime shows of mostly football games, American rules football. And that took a lot of work because we had this halftime show that we would do every year, and I very quickly found out an important job. And for me, that was I was a member of the pit crew. So I would follow the tractor and the trailer out to the field during halftime, and we had only a minute to set up for all the stuff that the students would play. And my specialty was the bass drum. I figured that was the thing that would get me in the least amount of trouble, and it had some of the least amount of responsibilities. So mainly, my job consisted of showing up and making sure that the drum was on the trailer at the beginning of the game, then standing around drinking coffee, talking to friends, and then a couple of minutes of intense activity of setting that drum up and then getting back and then taking it down and then watching the rest of the game with coffee and then helping the students unload the buses and the trucks after that. It was an incredible time. I just loved every minute of it, especially the competitions. But you see, I tried to identify things that could be useful. Right now, my kids are gone, so I have to find other things. And one of those things is to help my wife with her drama presentations. And so I'm the sound crew, I'm the stage hand, I'm the set builder, and we have a lot of fun. It is a lot of hard work, but there's something about that is so far removed from what I do normally. Although some people have accused me of being overly dramatic, haha. But there are things that get me away. I would encourage you to identify those sorts of things to take care of yourself. Can you do something radically different? And I want you to think of two things that would be completely outside of the arena of what you do on a weekly basis that you could do for your own relaxation. That's my assignment for you this week. Talk to you next time.
This feature is a presentation of Member Care Media. Thanks for taking the time to listen. We invite you to check out our website further. We offer audio features and resources to help you in your work and daily life. In addition, we have links to other helpful websites that will be an encouragement to you and your family. This is a copyright production of Member Care Media and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.